What's good, listeners? Welcome to the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, Bunker Edition. Good morning, Marissa. How's it going, fam?
Oh my gosh, amazing. We had a little bit of rain today, which I loved. And so it's just a gorgeous day outside.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. I mean, it wasn't like a flood. No Noah's Ark coming rolling on in. But, you know, where is winter? I have no idea. I mean, it's been very bipolar in Southern California, but I hope everybody's feeling jived up as much as Marissa and I are, because we got a fabulous guest with us. But before we even announce him, I always love to do this at the top of the show, because on this day in 1933, in his inauguration address, President Franklin D. Roosevelt pledged to pull the U.S. out of the Depression with the quote saying, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself." And also on this day, 22 years ago today, you might know this console device. It was known as the PlayStation 2. While it was released to the public today, and we still can't get our hands on a PS5. Maybe you might have to live 22 years in the past and go play on your PlayStation 2. But we got a great show for everybody that's tuning in live for the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, because our guest on Just Talking is Zacharias Bamakosis, the creative genius and designer of iHarp. You're wondering, what is iHarp? Well, it is the first musical instrument that allows people with disabilities to learn and play music with their eyes or with head movements. It's really beyond this world. It's fascinating. Also, don't forget to check out our brand new Off the Fret, More Music Talk, featuring the band from Queens, New York. That is The Phoenix Within. And all right, Marissa, it's time to rock and roll. What's good, listeners? This is Just Talking, and I know we're having a little bit of a technical issue. That's why,
you know, find our guest.
Well, it's all good, you know, because this is actually such a special occurrence that's happening on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show, because we are actually having an across the pond conversation. This individual, Zacharias Bamakosis, is all the way from Greece. And I know, you know, sometimes in the widget world of the metaverse, it can be a little bit difficult, but, you know, while we're working on trying to rally him in to our show, I want to kind of give you guys an overview of what iHarp is all about. And it's a fascinating social project with a mission of improving the quality of life with people with disabilities through music. And I really fell in touch with this because, you know, as someone who is self-taught musician, who, you know, funny story, when I was trying to learn how to play the guitar, I didn't always have the best experience. And when I was first playing the guitar, I was told by my very first and only music teacher that, "You suck. You're not that good. You're a little quirky." And, you know, as a left-handed individual who's not necessarily playing like a Jimi Hendrix or Kurt Cobain, I was playing the guitar like the normal standard. It just felt natural to me. So I had to learn as I went through it. And I always had this random fear in life, especially when it comes to the story about Tony Iommi, you know, the guitarist for Black Sabbath. And he always has this one moment where, you know, he chopped off the tip of his finger, okay? Chopped off the tip of his finger, which he always felt like that was going to be the last time he would ever play the guitar again. And why I'm getting to this point is that my biggest fear in life is, if I ever lost my fingers, how would I ever be able to play the guitar? How do I play the bass?
But
how,
which finger, though? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, John Sykes lost his pinky.
Well, that's true, too. And I guess you're getting at a great point, Marissa, because we do know the Def Leppard, you know, drummer, for example, lost one arm. Not even his fingers. He lost an entire arm. So my always biggest fear was, how can I ever play music if I lose my limbs? And that's why when I discovered Zacharias, the creative genius and developer of iHarp, I found this to be such a refreshing tool in this world, especially for those with disabilities who are a quadriplegic. You know, those who want to embrace what it feels like to make music or even perform live on stage.
And we have a video also about it to see if I can try and get him on and we can watch the video if you like to.
I think that is such a great segue that I think we should do because, again, you know, you are going to see Zacharias doing online music lessons. You're going to see individuals aged from 6 all the way to 26 performing live in concert. It's going to give you goosebumps, fams. Marissa, let's roll the clip if you have it now. I don't know about you, CCS family, but when I watch that video, I get this weird chill that goes right from the top of the spine all the way down to my feet. It's you know, so you might be wondering, and you're watching that, you're going, how does that work? I see a color wheel. I'm kind of familiar with color wheels because I'm a video editor. I know what the color spectrum is. It's really dang-on groovy because what happens is there's all these musical notes in the inner side of the circle, and we got a color spectrum on the outside of the musical notes. And so what these musicians
can do... Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So there's a color spectrum around it. And so what you have to do is you can either use your eyes or you can use your head movement, and you want to direct the gaze towards the certain color. And the longer you hold your eye focus on a certain color spectrum, that's how you can elongate the note. Which is, it's a really, really cool, fascinating tool. And for anybody that wanted to know how Zacharias came up with the idea for iHarp, it's my understanding that back in 2010, when iHarp was first created, Zacharias had a musician friend who unfortunately was involved in a very serious motorcycle accident, and it was unclear whether he would be able to play music ever again. And when we think about the landscape scale of music in general, we know that with humans, it's been our universal human trait that goes back at least 35,000 years ago, where humans have been creating music. And, you know, my biggest thing that's so shocking about this is, how has it been taking this long to actually create music for quadriplegic people? Or maybe someone who has a severe autism, who can't focus or, you know, move their, you know, physical motor functions as well as maybe someone like myself today. And I find that as such a powerful tool. And you know what's so weirdly odd about Zacharias, which I know we're working on getting him on live on the Chris Collins show.
Supposedly he's coming in. I had to call Greece, fam.
Hey, it's all good.
My phone bill.
Hey, it's all good. I mean, that's why we have a kick-ass co-host, Marissa Pitts. But, you know, as I start to go down the line about what Zacharias is all about, I know that he is a computer scientist. He's also a musician. He has received his master's in sound and music computing, which I had no idea that was even a thing. You know, sound and music computing, I guess that's a new 21st century era. And he's also earned his PhD for his research called Digital Musical Instruments for People with Physical Disabilities. And I know I cannot wait, Marissa, until we bring Zacharias on live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show. But when I start thinking about some of the humanitarians in this world, I mean, we start thinking about, let's say, Microsoft. We got Apple, we got Mark Zuckerberg, you know, creating the Meta. What about Paul McCartney? I thought you were
right?
A
humanitarian.
Where are these cats when it comes to help elevating iHeart to the next level? Because it's my understanding with private conversations that I've had with Zacharias, a lot of the donations are coming from individuals who are music therapists. And, you know, I found that, you know, a really big thing. Also, Eastern Europeans are buying into the movement. And, you know, if anybody is eager to make this more affordable or, let's say, accessible to the hands of people with disabilities in the United States, I urge all of you to go to iHarp.org and make a donation today, because they heavily rely on contributors to make this movement happen. And, you know, there's a lot of efforts, you know, that we see in the United States that see, you know, trimming the budget for, you know, music education in the high school and junior high level is a good thing, because they say, you know, when you lose, you know, the music and the arts, you know, it's going to overall improve academic performance. I don't necessarily see it that way. I mean, especially considering
you could even go back to all the way back. Whenever there is a surge in humanity getting an extra step up that evolution ladder, it always starts with more art. Yeah. Period. Right? So the fact that we're willing to just throw art away like it's nothing, when it's been proven, like even right now, last week it found out 40,000 years ago, there was an explosion of art, and that was a new one they just discovered. 40,000 years ago, humans have been doing art, have been doing music, right? So it's like, come on, academia, it's not all about the smarts, but also about the music, the art, the humanity of being a human.
And you know, and sometimes, you know, people got to realize that, you know, because we have iHarp today, that can be accessible for all individuals. Like, you don't have to have a disability to play the iHarp. That's the most groovy part. And I know there's a lot of musicians today who are stuck on analog and digital, and they just won't embrace, you know, the new music technology today, which is MIDI technology, where basically you can go on GarageBand, you can create any kind of music from around the world, and you're gonna get a lot of haters that say, I don't like it because it's not the actual acoustic or percussion instrument sound that you're supposed to hear from the musical instrument. But then again, you have to think about the individuals who don't have that accessibility. And I think, you know, when we got music therapists today like Zacharias, who is advocating for more individuals to play music today, I think it helps do a lot of things. And I'll kind of, you know, some of the things that I listed down were, it can reduce pain. You know, there's a lot of talks in the United States about mental health issues. And what's the best way to relieve mental health? Well, go write a song about you breaking up with your ex. or maybe write a song about, you know, the good old days. Maybe write a song like the Blowies making fun of the CDC and how ridiculous this might be, having to live with these guidelines for the next 20 years. Or have you ever thought about, you know, people with disabilities who maybe do have the motor skills, but not necessarily the verbal skills? This allows people to have the ability to express themselves without words. And I find that is such a powerful tool. And, you know, maybe, you know, it's the same thing applies. You know, when you like to sing, the same way applies when you play the iHarp. It gives you that same relaxation of, you know, writing that music or listening to music today. And I know my co-host, Marissa Pitts, she is so freaking a rock star. She's working her tail off behind the scenes to make this happen. But I do want to remind the listening audience that you are listening to the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. This is Just Talking, and we are working on bringing on our guest that's all the way from across the pond. He is in Greece. It's an amazing country. I've always wanted to go there. But he's got this nonprofit organization that is seeking to further develop the digital instruments to be available worldwide at the lowest cost possible. And so if you want to be a part of this movement, if you want to help support those efforts, please go to iHarp.org and you will be able to even try out iHarp yourself, as well as making a donation so it can be more accessible in the United States. Because, you know, as a self-taught musician, I find the power of playing music very therapeutic. And you know, maybe
see, I want to learn. Okay, so I still have the Phoenix Within's like chord book, and I have been so lazy. I have a guitar, I have everything, and I'm just like, can I not just do this? I want to just do it with my eyeballs. I feel I'll learn the guitar faster.
It's actually interesting that you just said that too, Marissa, because you know how, like I was just saying at the top of this segment, how, you know, they got the musical notes on the inside of the circle. Then we got the color spectrum. There's a lot of cats out there today who don't necessarily know how to hold their fingers in the right position when it comes like to me? A chord.
Like me? Yeah, I've been trying, and I'm like, why is C and D so hard?
But maybe, you know, we do realize that there's a lot of songs that are made out of three chord progressions. Mm. And let's say Marissa maybe learns how to play a third chord progression using the iHarp, which could be such a cool, powerful tool. And you know what's so crazy about the CCS family? We're finally making this happen. I know the individual Zacharias Vamakosis is joining us real shortly.
Hi.
I know we got you.
I can hear you.
How you doing, Zacharias? Everything good?
Yeah, I had some problems with my computer, my internet connection, but I think the video is still not working. I had to go to another laptop.
Hey, it's all good, my friend. You know, just the fact that we're able to have you on, and I know, you know, he's not an AI, CCS family.
Are you sure?
He's not living in the metaverse. This ain't Persona 5 where we have to worry about, you know, this individual coming to attack us. No, just play. But hey, let's get right on into it while I got you now, you know, because you know, I was trying to warm up the CCS family, let these people know what's good, because iHarp is a social project with the mission of improving the quality of life with people of disabilities through music. And as someone who doesn't have disabilities, where did the idea come from to create iHarp?
The idea came back on 2008 when a friend of mine, which is a musician, and we were rehearsing for our first concert together, had a motorbike accident. So that's when I thought, what happens to the people that cannot play music with their arms? So, yeah, I started investigating to see if there is something there. And I found out that although there was nothing out there, it would be feasible.
And I think, you know, Zacharias, I think that's such a great point that you just referenced. There's nothing out there. You know, and before we even brought you in, we were talking about it's been 35 to 40,000 years ago is how far we can date back the creation of music through humans. Mm-hmm. And in your opinion, why is it taking this long?
Well, first of all, only recently the technology permits that. The eye tracking technology is like, is more commonly used the last 20 years, let's say. So first came out programs that allow people controlling the computer typing with their eyes. So music came a bit later. And I was lucky enough to be the first one to think about it.
Yeah, I think that's such a true point because, I mean, when you consider, like, let's say the progression of the phonograph to the analog tape machines to now digital recording software, I mean, with the past two decades of rapid innovation in digital technologies, how has the digital era changed music?
I mean, music changed a lot since it was recorded. I mean, just a century ago, you know, if you wanted to listen to music, you should listen to live music. It's changing even more now with, you know, Spotify and then YouTube and online streaming services.
Right. And I think that's such a true point, Zacharias. And, you know, and the reason why I'm getting at this is because the advancements in digital technology have led to a monumental shifts in most aspects of creating music.
Exactly,
yes. And iHarp is programmed to play 25 musical instruments. And what do you say to the traditional musicians who are still skeptical about digital instruments?
Well, I think that the digital music is a tool that, I mean, you can use it for, if your taste is good, I mean, if you use it the right way, nobody prevents you from using also conventional and musical instruments at the same time. I mean, everything serves a different purpose or sometimes maybe the same. So we should be open to new things and
Yeah, do you ever get any kind of pushback of people that kind of see your iHeart? Because I'm sure when we all watch the live performance, how could you not get chills from the top of your spine all the way down to your feet when you see people with disabilities or even quadriplegic people being able to play in front of a large crowd? I've never played in front of a crowd of 1,000 people. So the fact that this individual is like killing it on stage the way that they're doing today, I truly have so much high praise for you, Zacharias. What you're doing, you are a godsend to this world. And I got so, I'm in awe of you, my man. You know, I think you are such an incredible individual. And I was kind of telling the CCS family before you even jumped on that I was a self-taught musician, and I believe in the power of music to being very therapeutic. And from your experience, how life-changing has it been for you and to those who are playing iHarp today?
Well, the strongest moments are when we are on stage, as you mentioned, playing, for example, in the Grand Theater of Liceu at Barcelona in front of 3,000 people.
Wow!
The applause, you know, that my student got, like he was back then 12-year-old kid that just had music lessons for 2 years with the iHarp. I mean, the joy and the ability, you know, having such a serious disability, motor disability, quadriplegia, and being able to be included. So we're talking about inclusivity and to play with other musicians. I mean, he was very happy, very emotional, and I was also with him because, you know, we are
family. Yeah, how is that?
Go ahead.
No, go for it, Marissa.
Well, I'm just wondering, I mean, I love what you have. The first time I heard about this, you know, Chris had brought it for a What's Good, and we're so thankful for you to come on. But like I said, I feel like, how are you making this accessible to more people in the world? Like, what are you doing? Because it's so brilliant. And what we can't understand is why someone like Musk hasn't jumped on with you, or someone with a lot of funding to make this happen. Because
Microsoft, Apple,
if I had anybody in my family that wasn't able to play because of a loss of a limb, right? And they're able to create something through this, I would want this. And I know you can get it, but how are you making it accessible? Like, what are you doing for iHarp? Or iHarp doing, should I say?
What can the CCS family do to get involved?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, look, what you're already doing right now is important. So we have to let people know that this exists. And all these 10 years that I have been on the project, since the idea, the implementation, the concerts, the classes with the students, now we're at the point that we have the material to demonstrate that this is possible, and to demonstrate that, you know, it's not a toy. It's a musical instrument that can be played like other musical instruments. Mm-hmm. So we have shown that people can play music with their eyes at a high level. So now people start believing in us. And of course, we would like any collaboration with big names that can make us do it better.
Yeah, I'm calling you out, Microsoft and Apple. I'm calling you out, Elon Musk and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg. This is already a fascinating tool. Forget the Neuralink. Let's get iHarp on board. And what do you say to those critics? Because I don't know how it's like in the European landscape, but I know there's an attack on music when it comes to the arts and the high school level and the junior high level. So for the critics out there who argue that music programs in schools can detract from academia or hinder a student's learning, what do you say to those individuals?
I mean, the music is beauty. Is a nice, has a therapeutical effects, psychotherapeutical effects on the individuals. It brings us together. And moreover, musicians are found to have better cognitive skills in general. So music is a very fascinating game, a world that makes us better persons, better, more skilled persons. Brings us together. I mean, music has been with us from the very beginning of the humanity, and we need music.
True.
And I know, Zacharias, that, you know, we're in the middle of COVID, but we do got European listeners out there today. Are there any plans for iHarp to be hosting any kind of live concerts in the future anytime soon?
There will be a concert in Sevilla, where I don't know how, you know, in Spain, in the south of Spain, This will be around the end of, well, in about, let's say, less than 1 month. I think it's 29.
That is so
March.
Cool.
Someone buy me a ticket to Spain. So
yeah, right. I'm waiting, you know.
Come on, so I got my vaccine passport. Let's go.
But then again, if you had the money to buy, you know, co-host Marissa Pitts a ticket to Spain, I'd rather have you use that money to go donate towards iHeart.org. I know Marissa might gripe with that statement, but I truly believe in the power of music. I'm just the fact that you've made this happen, Zacharias, to join us live on the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show means the world to me and all the other musicians that are tuning in live today. And I hope that this project sets the milestone for decades to come. You are phenomenal, man. You are a genius. I hope you know that, and don't ever stop pursuing this project, my man, because this is such an incredible tool. And I want to say thank you again for joining the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me here. You're doing a very good job.
And let's keep in touch. I'll do everything I can in the power of the Chris Collins Show to keep amplifying this voice and making this thing more global on a grand scale. You're amazing, my friend, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
What's good, Chris Collins Show, CCS family? How you doing, fam? This is Off the Fret, and you know, our listeners today, you guys are in for a treat because we're doing something a little bit different. Marissa and I have music topics that we've been dying to discuss, so let's get right on into it. Video game developer Epic Games announced that it bought Bandcamp, the online music store and community geared around independent musicians. And Epic Games, best known as the company behind Battle Royale game Fortnite, said in an announcement, quote, "Epic and Bandcamp share a mission of building the most artist-friendly platform that enables creators to keep the majority of their hard-earned money," end quote. So when you start thinking about these kind of things, you know, Marissa, I mean, I know that there has been some skeptics online who have been a little worried about this movement. I know one millennial was flooding online on social media saying, "This is an absolute two-faced travesty and no one will trust Bandcamp ever again." Is that really the case? Like, how do we judge a book by its cover if it's never actually happened yet?
Well, all I can say is my first thought was, great, now they're going to ruin Bandcamp. So it was my first thought.
Okay, and so you're on board with the rest of the other cast.
Okay,
That's how they feel.
Then they put out the statement saying they're reinforcing it's going to have more money in the pocket of the artist, because I actually buy most of my albums from Bandcamp, even though it's more inconvenient because I got iTunes. You know what I mean?
Right,
so I gotta like play around with it, but because I want more of that money to go to the artist. So I'm optimistic that they're not lying. And only time will tell.
Well, just think of it like this. I mean, we were talking about this 2 weeks ago, that Kid Cudi is now starting his own AI VR music interactive app called Studio 9. You don't think Bandcamp is going to get just on board with exactly what Kid Cudi is doing right now? He's got the power of Epic Games and their whole, GeForce to be able to put on these interactive concerts. We just saw Travis Scott, Ariana Grande, perform live in Fortnite.
Well, I think it's brilliant because, look, at the end of the day, we got a problem. Fat cats are making money off the musicians, and like not just like a little bit, like they are starving musicians to where they have to get another career, another career, not a side job, another career. They are abandoning music to pay rent. Okay, while these guys just line their pockets. So something had to be done. I'm for it in the sense I think Bandcamp's on something. You got Epic Games, let's go.
And Marissa, it seems like most of the cats complaining are the ones who don't even release music. So
Thank you. What the fuck
do you even care about? Where is everybody else supposed to go? Go to SoundCloud?
Oh, God,
you're living a decade in the past. I mean, come on now. Bandcamp has been a huge tool for numerous artists that have even visited the Chris Collins Show Millennial Talk Show.
We should try to get somebody from Bandcamp on here.
I think that's actually...
I just had to throw it out there in the universe.
That's actually a great thought. Maybe we're going to actually work on that behind the scenes, because I think that would actually be a great conversation to have, especially considering the fact that we got Gen Z and millennials who are the ones that are feeling a bit more on the skeptic side about this whole entire movement. I don't necessarily think so, but I think a conversation needs to be ensued. But let's get right on into it. We're excited for this amazing female artist. She was with us on season 8. Now she's a freaking dive bar dreamer. She's a freaking rock star. Alexandra Kay is about to go on tour with Tim McGraw. I was about to say Travis McGraw. But he's going with Tim McGraw. That is huge. She's about to go on tour with him in May. And this is one of the great music videos from her. This song's called Dive Bar Dreamer, live on the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show.
Towards a lie for a little while, hoping to soak it in, thinking maybe somehow it ignited a fire. The burnout from the constant rejection, you're good but she's better, just keep keeping on. But if it's alright, I'd like to sing your own song about a dive bar dreamer in her dime store booties, constant believer and always sticking to her roots. She spends her days finding songs that the labels don't wanna hear, and she spends her nights playing for tips and beers. And you know her well, 'cause she's standing right here. She's a dive bar dreamer. Sticking to my roots, I spin my days writing songs that the labels don't wanna hear, and I spend my nights playing for tips and beer. But I'm living my dream as sure as I stand here, 'cause I'm a dive bar dreamer.
What's good, listeners? This is Off the Fret, where if you physically or digitally pick up that record, you're going to know these tracks. And that is Alexandra Kay, and that is her track, Dive Bar Dreamer. And if there's any message that I want you to know when you listen to that track is, which I think is a powerful statement for a lot of musicians who inspire to be a top-notch cat like she is today, create music that the labels don't want to hear. Okay? I'm going to repeat that again. Create music that the labels do not want to hear. There are a lot of times there are going to be voices in your head that are going to urge you to not create the music that you love. And if you stick to what you want to do in life, maybe you might one day play with Tim McGraw. That is a powerful thing, and I am so excited for Alexandra Kay. Kudos to her.
Okay, one thing I'm going to say, though, too. Her TikTok game is on point.
Yeah.
Not only is her music amazing, right? But she used social media correctly. Got her music on a platform. She's got millions of TikTok listeners. All these musicians started parodying her doing their songs, like making coffee. I mean, I was just like, dude, I love her. And just how she uses the platforms that millennials created, okay, to get the music out there, make money on it. I'm like, hey, girl, go do
or, it. Or this is a great segue into our next music topic, or you can go down the nasty route.
Oh, no.
Social media.
Don't
and
do
I
that.
Know, I know Marissa has been eager to talk about this all week, but let me set up the premise for the CCS family. Kanye West is facing fresh backlash after disturbing scenes in his new music video where Pete Davidson is buried alive. So Ye is heard rapping, quote, "God saved me from the crash just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass," while the music video shows Pete Davidson as a cartoon dragging what appears to be a restrained Pete with a bag over his head. And, you know, we all know that, you know, Kanye West is starting to hang out with Marilyn Manson. He's even got a track on, you know, Donda 2 with DaBaby. This is a playbook straight out of that guy's book. A lot of people don't even remember this. You know, Marilyn Manson made a music video back in 2016 where he's actually shows an image beheading Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, as he was an elected president. Okay, I remember the time when we were thrashing, you know, Kathy Griffin apart because she held up a head of Donald Trump, you know, beheaded, and she basically lost her career. How far do you have to go, like in Kanye West's music video, for actually people to get upset about this? I mean, does rattlesnakes have to start chewing on a cartoon version of Pete Davidson's head on the ground? I am just amazed at how weirdly stalkerish Kanye West has been in the last 2 weeks.
So here's obviously the problem of like going after Pete Davidson, who didn't steal Kim from Kanye, didn't do any of that. The poor man's just dating a girl that was single, okay, when they met and hung out. But regardless of that, what really makes me mad, if you can put the social media bullying, all that on the side, and like the disturbingness of what he did, he screwed up Eazy-E's whole entire song and beat. I'm real mad. Okay, Eazy lover here. If you guys listen to it, you can tell that he has, you know, used his song going forward. The Game, props, great job representing a spinoff from the song. And then all of a sudden Kanye comes in off topic, totally random. The video doesn't even match anything going on with the Game. Doesn't match stuff. I'm just like, he is literally lost his marbles.
It's a twisted dark fantasy.
And on top of it, weird conspiracy stuff, he just straight announced he's Illuminati. Like, you watch that, Ed, he was like, Illuminati, I'm the Illuminati. Like, I was like, what?
Well, Marissa, every other day, you know, Kanye West is becoming more like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, okay? Like, he is off the boat. I pray to God that this man actually gets some help. It's unfortunate that, you know, he has to put, you know, he's the one that wants to lecture Kim Kardashian about putting her own kids on social media, which I don't agree with that stance. I don't think any young kid needs to have their own Instagram account, but how do you make a music video like this and then try to lecture your ex-wife?
All I know is, man, good luck with those kids.
Yeah,
good luck, baby.
Good luck. I'm so concerned for them, and you know, hopefully, you know, Kim Kardashian, she's the right parent that can, you know, move things back on track, and then hopefully Kanye West can get his shit together, and then he can live a prosperous and happy life as well. But you know what? We want to switch things up a little bit. We're beyond stoked because, you know, later this month, we are about to be doing our fourth episode of Off the Fret. More music talk, and we got the boys from Miami. They are an indie pop rock band. They are called Cannibal Kids, and we cannot wait to go in-depth in their music. So let's show you guys what's good. This is their music video, Go Outside by Cannibal Kids.
I just wanna go outside. I don't wanna lose my mind. I just wanna go outside.
I just wanna go outside.
I don't wanna go outside. I don't wanna lose my mind.
I just wanna go outside.
I just wanna go outside so that I don't lose my mind.
I just wanna go outside.
I just wanna go outside so that I don't.
I just wanna go outside.
I just wanna go outside so that I don't lose my mind.
twisting, turning, tossing, back and forth, I'm sleeping wrong. Sunlight hurts my iris, nothing feels inspiring, I can't even finish a song.
Ay, ay. Tell if it's Monday, Tuesday, losing track of time. Every day is a loose day. Spend my birthday on Zoom, but not Zooming. Staying in the same place, nobody's moving. Nah, smoking on the outdoor, indoor. Keep it 6 feet, you could back up a bit more. Now you catch me in my room hoarding on the bitcoins. YouTube rabbit holes just made me wanna sit more. So if you wanna go outside, there's gotta be a compromise. Wishing we could turn back time.
I just wanna go outside.
I don't wanna go outside. I don't wanna lose my mind.
I just wanna go outside.
I don't wanna go outside so that I don't lose my mind.
I just wanna go outside.
I just wanna go outside so that I don't lose my mind.
I just wanna go outside.
I just wanna go outside so that I don't lose my mind.
That's what's good. That is Cannibal Kids, and that is their track, Go Outside. And, you know, we're beyond stoked. As I said before the music video even began, they are going to be our fourth guest on our brand new music podcast called Off the Fret. More music talk. And we got one more little music topic that I wanted to bring in. I find this really cool. Metallica's Kurt Hammett. He is the guitarist for any, you know, young cats out there who might not know the legend, the goat of heavy metal, thrash metal it is. Well, he has found a new creative outlet. He's partnering with AMC Networks for a new comic series titled Knights of Luno, with that will unravel an adventure mystery taking place in Hawaii. And this isn't the first time musicians have dabbled in the comic world. I mean, for example, most people might not even realize this. I mean, you should if you're going to that amazing concert that's happened in Las Vegas, you know, with My Chemical Romance performing. But Gerard Way, the vocalist, he created and wrote the successful Netflix series, The Umbrella Academy.
And I love that. Sorry.
Right.
I love it.
Oh, Marissa didn't even have a clue that that was even the case, which is,
I did,
you know,
it. And I screamed when he told me. I was like, I love it.
And really cool, and I love Dark Horse Comics. You know, they are a part of a lot of the modern takes on the Caped Crusader, Batman. I also know Corey Taylor, the vocalist for Slipknot. He also has another band called Stone Sour. Well, he dropped a whole comic album through Dark Horse. So this ain't the first time musicians are diving in the comic world. And I also know that Tom Morello, you might know this cat. He's from, you know, a band called Rage Against the Machine. Well, he wrote a 12-issue dystopian science fiction called Orchid, which is really kick-ass.
And I wonder how much that costs. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right?
$400
Anti-capitalist
to read my
Morello.
$400. I rage also, against that machine.
Yeah, and then we also got cats like Rob Zombie. You know, we all know that he likes to create horror films, but he's also wrote a most recent comic called It's called Whatever Happened to Baron Von Schock. So
I gotta get it. I love him.
There's a lot of
him.
Yeah, so there's a lot of musicians that I think are pulling, you know, I guess in a sports realm conversation, like a Kobe Bryant or a Tom Brady or a Michael Strahan. They want to get into that entertainment aspect, and I find that really such a groovy thing. And I know we got a couple minutes left. We're going to show you guys about half of the music video because we don't have all the time in the world to be able to play it, because we wanted to leave enough time for our homeboy Zacharias to join us in and have a conversation with him, because, again, iHarp is so freaking amazing. If you want to support him, go to iHarp.org and donate today. They heavily rely on contributions.
We don't have enough time to show the video. Why don't you just talk about where they can find the Phoenix Within.
I guess that's a good point. You know what? That's true. You know, why even tease that? You know, but I do want to say we were going to play the Phoenix Within's music video, but we can't right now. But what I will say is You guys got to check out the third episode with The Phoenix Within on Off the Fret. We had an amazing in-depth conversation with vocalist Omar Feliciano. And I know that if he got his hands all over iHarp, he would be digging it. And, you know,
I would love to see him do it. I just love Omar. He's amazing and he's talented and he's a scientist.
And Marissa, you might not even know this. I actually saw this morning on The Phoenix Within's Facebook page. Talk about ways to be creative and getting your face and brand and band out there. They actually created a color book.
What?
A color book. Someone like Omar, who says in the Off the Fret episode, he doesn't even know how to read music.
Can he color?
Tries to make
a is it like color by numbers?
And now, right? Yeah, I know, right? I didn't necessarily see that. Maybe you have to color by note.
Ooh, color by note. That's actually okay. Might have to steal that.
I think we're on to something, Marissa. But then again, we've taken it from The Phoenix Within. But hey, fam, stick around because we got more left on The Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. One of the huge benefits of social media, which is bringing humanity throughout the entire world. And, you know, we've had a little bit of widgets today, but it's all good. The fact that we even got Zacharias Vamakosis, the creative genius and designer of iHarp, to be with us for, you know, 10 minutes to be able to let you guys know what's good about why this musical instrument needs to be on a world scale today. So if you want to donate, please go to iHarp.org and donate now, as they heavily rely on contributions. And also, don't forget to check out our brand new Off the Fret podcast with The Phoenix Within. More music talk. And if you want to know what's good with our next week's guest, well,
tune in
or follow us on social media and you will get the first in-depth take on who's coming on. All right, fam, it's the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Stay happy, stay liftful, lift somebody up. If you haven't reached out to a homie in, like, let's say a month or two, send them a text, give them a call, tell them you love them. Maybe your grandma deserves it more. You get the point, fam. I'll see you next week. Peace. The Chris Collins Show presents Music Storm 2021, hosted by Chris Collins and Marissa Pitts, featuring Tiana Kutcher, Some Daggers Wear Red, flesh upon flesh, nothing shows a scandal. Desmond Walker.
I wanna see the world with you.
Doulos. Saturn Till June.
Music loud, driving fast.
YT Will.
It feels good to be the bad guy. Walk these shoes, you'll see why. Look at things from both sides. Ain't nothing like the
Easy Main.
One thug, Lord, show a little mercy on one thug.
The Phoenix Within.
There's more weight in my words than you give me.
Chloe Wilder. Jonas and I.
It's been brightening up tonight. The Aurora Dance.
Came.
I am the South. South, run that in my mouth.
An Animal Son.
So tell me how you see reasons to carry on.
Music Storm 2021, available on YouTube Live. Peace. Our brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
I love it. It's more time to chat.
Hello.
You look so jazzy.
I love your outfit.
How far would you go to start playing live music again?
This slaps harder than my ex when she got her stimulus check. So, are you here to bring the sexual healing with your music? Oh, everything is everything, and I guarantee you're going to hear this song in the future. I love the flow, man. Politically charged album. So if you get easily offended, this this might not be the album for you. Brand new podcast, Off the Fret.
So excited.
Has Kim Kardashian accidentally sent you a coochie shot?
Do you want to stay there? It's completely your choice. Or you want to...
I feel you. And you know what? I love Off the Fret. More music talk. Peace. What's good? I'm Chris from the Chris Collins Show, Millennial Talk Show. The Phoenix Within, a rock project hailing from Queens, New York, released their long-awaited full-length album, Overdue, joins Off the Fret. More music talk.